Hi und herzlich willkommen hier zum Money, Business and the Universe Podcast, dem Podcast für ambitionierte Unternehmerinnen und Unternehmer, die jetzt ihr nächstes Business Level erreichen wollen. Und das über persönliche Weiterentwicklung, gelebter Spiritualität und dem Umsetzen von smarten Business Moves. Mein Name ist Dr. Mareike Bruns. Ich bin Host dieser Show und deine Money Mindset und Business Coach für deine persönliche Weiterentwicklung und dein Unternehmenswachstum. Ich freue mich riesig, dass du heute wieder in diese Folge eingeschaltet hast und wünsche dir jetzt ganz viel Spaß mit der heutigen Episode. Hi und herzlich willkommen hier zum Money, Business and the Universe Podcast. Schön, dass du wieder eingeschaltet hast. Ihr Lieben, ich denke, wir haben schon alle die Erfahrung gemacht, dass wenn wir uns zu unserem Typ und unserer Energie entsprechend stylen und anziehen, dass wir uns gleich um Welten besser fühlen und eine ganz andere Ausstrahlung haben und haben auch schon mal die Erfahrung gemacht, dass wenn wir aus bestimmten Kleidungsstücken einfach rausgewachsen sind, wir uns auch um Welten besser fühlen, wenn wir die einfach aussortieren und uns neue Kleidung gönnen, die zu uns passt und mit der wir das Gefühl haben, mit dem Style, was ich anhabe, kann ich jetzt die Welt erobern. Und ihr Lieben, dieses Jahr im Sommer hatte ich so einen Moment vor meinem Kleiderschrank, wo ich gedacht habe, also wenn ich ganz ehrlich bin, ich würde es am liebsten gerade alles einfach rausschmeißen und mich komplett neu einkleiden, weil das bin ich alles nicht mehr. Und das ist nicht mehr die Person, die ich mal war. Also das war ich halt mal, aber jetzt bin ich es halt nicht mehr. Und ich möchte es gerne einfach alles neu haben. Und wie es ja immer so ist, wenn wir mit unseren eigenen Gedanken Probleme versuchen zu lösen, die durch diese Gedanken entstanden sind, kommt da in der Regel irgendwie immer das Gleiche bei raus. Und ich habe gedacht, ey, wenn ich jetzt wieder aufs eigene losgehe und shoppen gehe, dann habe ich wieder den Kleiderschrank voll mit irgendwie dem ganzen gleichen Zeug. Und deshalb habe ich mir aufgeschrieben, wirklich wortwörtlich in mein Journal, Universe, I need help with that wardrobe shit. Amen. Und das Universum hätte nicht schneller liefern können, denn über Instagram, über wieder eine Story von einer anderen, der ich gerade folge, habe ich eine Style Coach gefunden, wo ich dachte, die verkörpert genau das, was ich geil finde, den Stil, den ich cool finde, die Message, die ich cool finde, und die hat mal so ganz andere Ansätze und Inspirationen. Let's go, mal gucken, was die so kann. Und dann war ich auf ihrer Webseite bzw. ihrem Instagram-Profil und sehe auch noch, dass die in LA sitzt, was so viel bedeutet, wie ich dachte, ich kann die auch noch persönlich treffen, weil ich ja eh schon wusste, dass ich nach Los Angeles fahre und dachte, Universum, Kuss geht an dich raus, vielen, vielen Dank, liebe Grüße. Das ging jetzt richtig schnell und ich habe mir prompt bei ihr einen Termin gebucht und bei ihrer Headstylistin. Und ich rede von keiner geringeren als Shelly Carlson und Katie Wolfsky. Und wer meine Instagram-Stories verfolgt hat, hat das auch gesehen. Ich habe euch da ganz viel gezeigt, wie ich dieses Stil-Coaching gemacht habe. Und was soll ich sagen, ihr Lieben, es war geil. Und ich habe mich im Anschluss mit den Klamotten wirklich wie so eine neue Queen gefühlt, Magnetic gefühlt. Und das waren einfach richtig geile Sachen. Und die haben mir dann noch tolle Sachen dazu organisiert und bestellt und gemacht und sich um mich gekümmert. Und das war einfach genial. Und ich wäre natürlich nicht Dr. Mareike Bruns, wenn ich die beiden nicht im Anschluss sofort noch zu einem Podcast-Interview eingeladen hätte. Denn das, was die beiden machen, das darf natürlich auch in die Welt. Und sie haben eine coole Message. Deswegen coole Messages haben wir immer sehr, sehr gerne im Money Business and the Universe Podcast. Und deshalb habe ich sie eingeladen und ich freue mich sehr, euch heute das Interview mit Shelly Carlson und Katie Wolfsky zu präsentieren. Ihr Lieben, dazu zwei Anmerkungen. Erste Anmerkung, das Interview ist natürlich auf Englisch und ihr könnt dem ganz gut folgen, wenn ihr aber sagt, Mensch, ich bei der einen oder anderen Stelle, da habe ich es irgendwie nicht ganz mitbekommen oder vielleicht war das Audio auch nicht so gut. Ne? Ihr bedenkt bitte, ich habe das Ganze mit meinem Reiseequipment aufgenommen und mit meinen Mikros, die ich damit hatte. Hier und da ist es vielleicht mal ein bisschen leiser oder was auch immer. Ihr habt im Newsletter von mir eine deutsche Übersetzung. Das heißt, wenn ihr gerne dann noch mal mitlesen möchtet oder die deutsche Übersetzung lesen möchtet, schaut's in Newsletter, da habt ihr ein PDF mit der deutschen Übersetzung, was wir euch hier natürlich wieder bereitgestellt haben. Falls du nicht in meinem Newsletter angemeldet bist, dann solltest du das natürlich schnellstmöglich nachholen. Und ansonsten aber gerne einfach eine E-Mail mit dem Begriff Podcast Style Coaching und dann an team@mareikebruns.de und wir schicken dir das direkt zu. Selbstverständlich kannst du mir auch einfach auf meinen Socials schreiben und dann schicke ich es dir dort. Das ist alles kein Problem. Info Nummer 2. Man beachte bitte, dass ich dieses Interview geführt habe nach einem kompletten Shoppingtag über 4 Stunden. Das heißt, ich war überwältigt einfach von diesem Tag und manchmal ist mein Englisch nicht ganz so sauber. grammatikalisch könnte man hier und da sicherlich noch ein bisschen Nachschub geben. Das seht ihr mir jetzt ein bisschen nach. Ihr könnt aber alles nachvollziehen und man kann die Antworten super nachvollziehen. Und die Message, die die beiden haben, nämlich, dass wir mit unserem Style magnetic sein dürfen, dass wir uns unserem Körper entsprechend kleiden dürfen und dass wir nicht den falschen Körper haben, sondern immer die falsche Kleidung oder sowas getragen haben und wir einfach in die Person uns hineinentwickeln dürfen und das auch nach außen tragen dürfen, die wir jetzt wirklich sind. Die Message ist geil, die kommt rüber und ich freue mich sehr, jetzt das Interview euch präsentieren zu dürfen mit Shelly, Katie und natürlich keiner geringeren als dem wundervollen Hund Fendi, die nämlich auch die ganze Zeit damit durch die Gegend flitzt. Ein kleiner Hund mit sehr viel Persönlichkeit, ihr Lieben. Ich wünsche euch ganz viel Spaß. Die beiden findet ihr natürlich auch bei uns in den Shownotes verlinkt, wer gerne mal auf die Profile schauen möchte. Und jetzt Folge los. Ich wünsche euch ganz viel Spaß und let's go. I am so happy today to have two very, very, very special guests. Actually, three very, very special guests on my today's podcast show in the Money Business and the Universe podcast. And I couldn't be more happy to welcome Katie Wolfsky and Shelly Carlson in the today's show. So nice that you're here. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
We're thrilled to be here. Yeah.
Thank you. So you guys, what I've told you in my Instagram stories and what I've told you in so many podcast episodes is that I do always my birthday travel and that I have two highlights, and one highlight here in LA in my birthday travel is that I have a personal shopping with Katie, who's the head stylist of Shelly Carlson. And it was such a nice experience for me today to be styled by you, to have all those clothes by you. And can you share with us, maybe Katie first, what does fashion mean for you and how do you experience with all the clients' experience that you had before, what does fashion with your clients? So maybe you can give us a little bit of insight there.
Yeah, I mean, I think fashion is a form of expression, right? And it's another tool in your toolbox of things to use in your everyday life. So it's showing off your confidence, it's showing off your uniqueness, right, ultimately. And so what we do is we really bring in pieces that we hand select, and we think about each client. Each one is so different from each other.
Yeah.
And we really just want to have their vibration get bigger.
Yeah, and become more magnetic, obviously.
More magnetic. This is a term, Shelly, that you often use. Maybe can you explain what you mean by turn magnetic with your style?
Yeah, so I feel that most women we meet feel fine in their wardrobes. You know, they feel fine by blending in with every other woman.
Yeah.
And that's where there's safety in that.
Yeah.
You know, it goes back to our ancestors. You blend in with the tribe. You don't want to stand out. So it's deep-rooted in all of us as females to kind of blend in with one another. But my job, the reason I'm here, to help women really find what feels really good for them, mm-hmm. and to then bring it outward through their wardrobe and express authentically who they really are,
yeah.
and that they can show up and stand out in their own way, whatever that may be.
Yeah.
And so the magnetism comes when you authentically align your wardrobe with who you really are.
Yeah.
And that's when magnetism occurs. That's when you put on that outfit, you walk into any room.
Yeah.
And people feel you.
Yeah.
There's a different energy. There's a different vibration. And you know that woman who has that magnetism.
Yeah.
And that's what we all want.
Yeah.
So our business is really built around finding that for each female.
Yeah. Yeah. And also for Fendi. Yeah. She feels also kind of magnetic, doesn't she?
Very magnetic.
For all of you guys who are listening to the podcast episode and not in the YouTube version, Fendi is the dog and she runs around here and spices up the podcast episode today. Katie, when I hear what Shelly just said about magnetism and this, like, a woman comes into the room, I think we all have experienced something like that. A woman or a man, doesn't matter which sex, comes into a room and she's there. It's her. How do you, so you did the style coaching here today with me, how do you pick up then those pieces for your client to make sure that those clients have done this magnetic style?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot of listening, right? It's a lot of listening, learning, and asking the right questions. I think about, you know, right, what's holding them back? What are those limiting beliefs that they're saying, oh, I can't wear this because, or mm-hmm. I can't wear that because.
Yeah.
So really listening when they're talking about yeah. certain things and, you know, realizing also how far we can take them with that. So understanding, okay, like, you know, you, wait, I just lost my train of thought. Yeah, I'm sorry.
With the limiting beliefs.
Right, with the limiting beliefs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can introduce them and they can experience
a longer short.
That yeah. is more elevated.
Silhouette.
Silhouette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it's finding those pieces that, you know, they'll still feel comfortable in, but they are pushing themselves to kind of think outside of what they would wear.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I had a style today. You remember that? Maybe we can take this as an example. I think that's a good thing. I wear leather pants with boots and I had a basic top on that and then this red jacket. And I said to you, Katie, you know what? I look like a goddess in that and I love it, but I definitely do not have the courage to walk through Munich with that outfit. And you said you do.
Yes. You absolutely do. And how did you feel in that outfit, right? You felt like you could conquer
yeah,
the world.
Yeah, definitely. I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. So when we have to rescue Fendi.
She's getting into something.
Yeah. When with that in mind, and with all those, I mean, I think I'm not the only woman here who said maybe like I like that outfit, but I do not have the courage to wear something like that. Mm-hmm. What do you think is happening in a woman in that moment, and what does it make with our magnetic vibration?
Shall we? So what is happening at that moment is. Our job is to show you who you really are.
Yeah.
And that's what people hire us for. So we would look at you and say, this is who you are.
Yeah.
Now you can go wear this and yeah. you're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
And then we give them permission
yeah.
to wear it. That's yeah. what we're here to do.
Yeah. And I think that is such an amazing job because what I hear all over your Instagram and the work that you're doing is that you do this very successful, is to show the women who they became through their journey and to show them, listen, those old clothes do not fit anymore to you, and this is now the queen that you've become. Here are the right clothes, and I think this is such an amazing thing. And as I have experienced this now by myself, it's like, oh my God, this is who I am right now. Okay, and with that clothes, I go through the world and conquer the world, and I think this is such an amazing thing that you do.
It's an activation.
It's an activation, definitely. Talking about activation and about that, I wanted to ask you how you experienced the following thing with your clients. So we all know that we live in a world that vibrates and that we live in a world with frequencies and that it's absolutely important with which people we surround each other in, which environment we live each other. Yesterday I made on Instagram a little story about how I experienced Hollywood and then going to Beverly Hills. What a difference that was for me. What a difference. And what would you say, or what have you seen for results? What does it make with our frequency, and what do we attract afterwards after we're styling each like the person we are feeling right now? That was not perfect English, but I think you get what I want.
Yes, it is. So the beauty of doing the work with us, the client lets go of the past clothes. Yeah. So after we give them this new next level version of themselves,
yeah.
say it's the person 3 to 5 years out who they're becoming,
yeah.
she's let go of the past. So she cannot go home and yeah. put those clothes back on.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah.
So she must quickly step into her new identity.
Yeah.
And ultimately we create a new identity.
Yeah.
So every day she gets dressed and says, I am a stylish woman.
Yeah.
That's my identity. Before, she had no style.
Yeah.
And literally by just giving her the right tools, which are clothes,
yeah,
she has the power to go out knowing every room she walks in, she's feels like the best dressed woman.
Yeah.
And it can, I mean, I feel like it can move mountains for women.
Yeah. Yeah. And what kind of results did you see with your clients? I mean, my personal shopping is like 1 minute ago, so we will see what results we're having with that. But I think you had a lot of clients, yeah, and you work really with boss babes. I mean, you really work with so many successful entrepreneurs. What are the results, or what kind of results do you have seen after shopping day with you and after elevating into the queen that you are? So what does that make with our personal results?
I have worked with many realtors who, after working with us,
yeah,
they nail every listing appointment.
Yeah.
They are the best dressed. Yeah. And who are you going to hire to sell your home?
Yeah.
You're going to hire the best dressed person.
Yeah.
Who's going to care the way they care about their wardrobe.
Yeah.
They're going to care about your home.
Yeah.
I have had, you know, lawyers raise their retainers,
yeah,
attract higher level clients because,
yeah,
they look and feel like luxury.
Yeah.
Because they are, and they have, yeah, that energy. I've seen some of my female clients, you know, never felt seen by men,
yeah,
because of the way they were dressing. And, yeah, now they're dating, they're, you know, attracting higher level partners,
yeah,
because they feel so good in their bodies,
yeah,
due to the wardrobe.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also feel magnetic here too, Fendi.
Look at her. Yeah,
She feels it. And I think this is, you feel quite good here with me, right? And I think, and this is what I tried to say a minute before, this is something what is about the frequency and how we attract new clients or new partners or whatever, because we are vibrating on a completely different level. And I think this is not even true for the style that we have, but for the environment where we live and what we're doing and so on. I mean, you also moved into another place, yeah, here right now.
Yeah.
And I think it always makes something with us. And that's absolutely an amazing point that you made. And definitely how we feel makes such an impact on our results. So that's amazing what you do with your work, and that's absolutely fantastic. Katie, coming back to you.
Yes.
Hello. When you look at all the clients that you have, you also did do some wardrobe specials, and you like, mm-hmm, you're doing like you work together also. What is the most exciting thing that you have ever experienced so far in the work together with Shelly, or with,
wow,
what you do? We have to rescue Fendi again.
The most exciting thing, I think, is kind of when the shop session ends.
Yeah.
And it's a moment of gratitude with the client, and the client sharing gratitude with us, and just really seeing how much they've changed even in those few hours of, you know, I know it's a lot of clothes and stuff to try on, but even those few hours, like, is already, right, giving them that permission and like activation, and they're feeling 100 times more confident already just walking out those doors just in those few hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And what is your experience with the results and what your clients say afterwards? So we heard Shelly like, oh, wow, there is like a lot of like more partners, more money and so on. But what is your personal experience also? Because why I'm asking you this is because you just mentioned that they feel so much different and they feel like another person. So what was the most exciting thing that you ever experienced as a result after a shopping day?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is pretty similar to, I think, what Shelly said, right? Like, a lot of them do attract, I would say, more success in their life as ultimately going through this process and feeling more confident when you're walking into those rooms or meetings or, you know, interviews. And yeah, but I think also just personally, something in them shifts, right? And so when they wake up every day, they're excited to get mm-hmm. dressed. They're, again, like she said, they can't go back to the way they see how yeah. they used to dress. And it yeah. just really shifts that mindset. And, you know, we get messages all the time, just even getting dressed every day is like yeah. something that's not a burden anymore, yeah. right? It's yeah. exciting.
Yeah.
And that energy like leads into the rest of your day.
Yeah. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
When we talk, now we were talking a lot about clients and other persons. I would like to know, maybe Shelley, you can start with that. How is your personal journey with fashion? Because sometimes you see on Instagram like photos of you like years, decades ago, yeah. and you say like, I'm not this anymore. And the fashion journey took me also to the person who I am right now. Maybe you could give us a little overview about what fashion did with you.
Yeah. So I wasn't always as magnetic as I am now, or I like to think I am now. What is it, this? Yeah. I'm quite fucking magnetic right now.
Yeah.
But I used to not be. I've always been in fashion though. So I've always had a little, you know, it's been my focus my whole life. And yeah. so what I struggled with was hiding in clothes.
Yeah.
So oftentimes years ago, I was, you know, not confident with maybe my midsection. Yeah. So what do? I would just tent it and hide. Mm-hmm. And this is what I see so many women doing, is hiding their body in fabric
yeah.
layers so that it won't be seen, but you're actually drawing attention to
yeah.
that area that you don't like. And so after doing a lot more work on myself and realizing, okay, if I just balance my body more and work on proportions and different silhouettes and fabrics and brands, I was able to shift the way I looked and felt.
Yeah.
And then my body started changing and I let go of, you know, what I was holding on in the midsection. And
yeah.
then, so I've been on my own style journey. So that's why I can see women who were doing what I had done in my past. And that's why I'm able to help them.
Yeah.
Because I was them.
Yeah. So this is something that I've also seen in your Instagram stories. There are a lot of women who lose weight afterwards, right?
Oh, yes. It's an unexpected result of working with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you feel more comfortable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we've had multiple a handful of clients that after working with us, they originally were wearing big flowy fabrics,
yeah.
hiding and tents. And then
yeah.
we just put them in clothes that actually fit them and flattered yeah. them. And the weight just started falling off
yeah.
because they felt so good.
Yeah. And that's amazing. I do not work only as a money mindset and business coach, but as a side hustle, as a fitness trainer. And this is what I often see when also clients ask me like for weight loss or whatever. The thing is, most of the time, it's not the food itself or controlling the food or whatever. It's about how you feel and do I really now need to eat something that my body actually does not need. And in the moment where I feel great, and this is what style, of course, does, in that moment, I can just release the temptation of eating something that I do not really need. And I think this is what you've done with your work, and that's amazing. Yes. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Katie, what's your personal way with fashion? I think you are now here for 1 year, as I've read
with
that.
Her, with yes. her,
yeah, of course.
Yes.
You exist, I think, probably a little bit longer than 1 year.
She's staring at the camera.
Oh my gosh, Fendi.
That's amazing.
I've had a little bit of a different style journey than Shelley. I come from, you know, the Midwest, so it's very casual there. Everyone, I think it was more of the blending in kind of thing where, like, you wear what everyone is wearing, right? So that's skinny jeans and, like, crop top. But I always felt, like, something deeper inside of me. Like, I would go on social media and be like, wow, like, that girl looks so cool or, like, chic. But, like, I could never wear that because, like, no one around me, right? Like, I would stick out like a sore thumb. And at that time in my life, I was not ready to kind of, I guess, have that confidence of being that person that sticks out. So I think just, yeah, personally through the years, I just kind of gained more confidence and I started wearing things that I truly loved. And even if I look back a few years ago, it's probably like, ooh, you know what I mean? But like, it's an evolution that you're constantly working on with yourself and your identity.
Yeah.
And, you know, every couple of years, or it doesn't, it could be every year,
take
the mic. Katie has had a big transformation since starting with me.
Okay.
Katie. Yes, Katie, it's pretty big. Look at you today compared to like the days you began as an intern.
True.
What you wore, you look
a little more casual.
You look like a different person in the best way. I'm so proud.
I would have never in this skirt, probably.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't even have the confidence a year ago, I guess.
Yeah.
To wear it. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's amazing also, like, that this fashion journey showed like your personal transformation then, and that's mm-hmm. pretty much cool.
Yeah.
Coming back now we had like two perspectives. The one perspective was like, what did that do with your clients? What did that do with yourself? And now I would like to have a perspective on the listeners right now. Could you give the listeners some tips, how they can improve directly, maybe some sorts of their style? Because I mean, maybe all the listeners right now think like, they are so right. And then they're standing in front of their wardrobe and I have absolutely no idea where to start with. So what can they do?
Ladies, we're going to start with editing your wardrobe. Yeah. It is the most important part. Style begins and ends in your closet.
Yeah.
And there should be nothing in that closet that if it doesn't fit you, if it doesn't flatter you, and if it's worn, dated, let it go.
Yeah.
You're holding on to things that don't serve you. And it's your closet. Oftentimes we find it's a reflection of what's going on in your life. So if your closet's cluttered, which every client we meet, their closets are just stuffed to the brim, full of clothes that they don't need.
Yeah.
So you must remove anything that no longer serves you.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the first step.
Yeah.
Because you have potentially some beautiful pieces in there that could work for your body and your lifestyle, but you can't see them because it's cluttered.
Yeah.
So getting a rolling rack, purchase a rolling rack and pull out every single item in your wardrobe.
Yeah.
Edit by category, starting with tank tops, t-shirts, sleeves, blazers, so on.
Yeah.
And get real with have an honest conversation, and it's hard to do alone. Maybe ask a friend to come over or hire a stylist. It's probably the best investment you could make is to bring in a professional who can help you make and evaluate your wardrobe.
Yeah.
And it'll really give you a better perspective of what you've been overbuying in. So many women overbuy in certain categories.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've seen one client in San Francisco had like 400 sweaters.
Oh, wow.
And no woman needs 400 sweaters.
Yeah.
So then it's like making her aware of, okay, no more sweaters.
Yeah.
Or jeans. We have some clients with 100 pairs of jeans. You need 4, 5.
Yeah.
So it's really it's just an honest evaluation of yourself. And there's a lot of shame involved with this because you've purchased and invested in some really expensive things potentially that you never wore.
Yeah.
So you feel shame around letting them go.
Yeah.
But rather than waking up and looking at them every day, it's better just to sell them or remove them from your space and donate them.
Yeah. And I think that's a great a point of starting because you feel so much relief if you do that. What would you recommend a person maybe like me that has absolutely nothing to wear and there is not a lot of removing?
It would be to style what you have. So a lot of us, you know, society tells us you need this quantity, you need this, you need that. It's all a lie. You don't need, I'd rather you have 4 amazing full looks that you love. We could style those a dozen ways.
Yeah.
Because if it fits, it's never going to be out of style. If it feels good for you, it will never be out of style.
Yeah.
So find what pieces you love and then wear them on repeat. That's what, you know, one of my main pillars is outfit repeating. And I do it over and over again.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's like, why not invest in some beautiful pieces you love and just use them over and over again?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. And starting with styling, so when I've done that step, like I've edited my wardrobe and maybe like sorted things out and so on, what would you say is then the next step to improve my styling?
Styling. Yep. So then this would be, you have a rack of your favorite pieces for the season that you want to style. This is going to be where it's going to take time. This could take a couple of hours. You're going to be trying the pieces on, putting them, you know, mixing and matching them.
Yeah.
I also suggest taking, say you have, say this lace skirt, for instance, you want to wear, you don't know how to wear it. Google it.
Yeah.
Type in black lace skirt. You're going to see all these images and inspiration. And then you're going to realize, oh, I have those items. I can wear that look.
Yeah.
So it's really looking outside of yourself for inspo too. And then doing some flat lays. Or taking selfies. Our clients take selfies almost every day in the mirror with the looks that you love.
Yeah.
So you're just creating this habit of restyling what you own and wearing it in different ways.
Yeah, definitely. And I think one thing that is very helpful, and this is something that I did together with Katie, is to have a view of another person. Because when you do it always by yourself, you always have the same view, the same opinion, the same point of view, and you always get the same result at the end. And I find it very, very helpful to have Katie with me, for example, where we did this in summer. Katie, maybe you might want to take the microphone here. Where we did this in summer, and we had a, like, I showed you some pieces where I was like, oh my God, do you see how amazing it is? And then I saw your face, and you were like, yeah. But I think we can do better. Yeah. And we did.
We did do better.
So we did do better.
Yeah.
And now I lost my thought. What did I wanted to ask you? So it's amazing to have another point of view regarding that. When we just take now me as an example, because we did this together, what would you say, how did you experience in our shopping experience that we had, that this point of view from you, from the outside and so on, did help the whole styling situation, in the whole styling situation?
I mean, of course. I think I'm almost kind of like mirroring you back, right? So this is what you see every day, but you're new to me, right? I have fresh eyes. So I definitely feel like I can give a different opinion. And a lot of times, you know, we talked through pieces that you weren't truly loving, but then I showed you how to style it.
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh, okay. Like I understand now. And we even had to go through it again when we were reviewing. Sometimes you need that of reminding, okay, like I can wear this and this is how it's going to be worn.
Yeah. And like from my perspective, what helped me so much is like that you showed me styles even today, but also in the online session that we had where I was like, never ever in my whole life I would have even put that out of the store to wear that. And yes, and then you said, do you like it? And I said, I don't know, but I will try it on and we will see if I like it.
Like, I love it.
Yeah. Yes, and I love it.
I mean, look, you're wearing these shorts.
Yeah, I'm wearing. And that is maybe a beautiful story that I can tell you. And then we come also to an end to the interview and where we can finish it up with, like I wear those shorts and never ever in my whole life. So you guys, you have to know this shorts that I'm wearing and the blouse that I'm wearing is a result of Katie. So she sent me a style board and she sent me all those, the style right now.
You look great.
And never have I ever before worn a shorts because I said my legs are too fat. I can't wear shorts. And in summer, I always with the long trousers or long skirts or whatever, because I said my legs, it's impossible to wear shorts. And a lot of you guys know from my listeners now, I had for 10 years an eating disorder and I was pretty much not confident with my body. And that was a real thing for me to wear shorts. That was a real, like, I can't wear shorts. Everybody will look at me, that she wears shorts. That's impossible. You told me, I don't care. You wear shorts. Here they are. Wear it. Because all what you said to me was, all that I see is a body that can wear shorts. Thank you. do it. Enough. That was such a beautiful, beautiful story, and that I have tears in my eyes. I was the maid of honor of my best friend, and we had this bachelor party with him, and I wear exactly that outfit. And we made photos, and I posted them in my story and in my WhatsApp status and something like that. And my friends, of course, see that, and I came back to the gym, and I saw a friend of mine, and she had such a smile on her face, and I was like, why are you smiling that much? You wear shorts! And I was like, yeah, what is the thing? You never wear shorts, and now the last thing of this fucking eating disorder that you had is gone, and that makes me happy. And I was like, oh my God, that sentence was worth everything what I've invested here in your coaching so far, and that was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for that.
Of course.
Regarding that, what would you say... maybe this is a good last point that we can make. How do you think that the love of our own body and fashion is combinable? Like, I mean it like this. How often do we women stand in front of the mirror and say, I'm too fat? I even did that today with this dress that I've worn, this black one, that mm-hmm. sexiness I couldn't handle. Like,
it was actually, you looked fire. But at first, she was weary. She was not sure of it. And I was like, I'm going to take a photo of you. Look at how you look. You are snatched to the gods. Any man would be lucky to see you in that dress.
And what I mean is, like, how do you think fashion can help to love our body? Because so often we do this, like, oh, I'm too fat. I can't wear shorts. I can't wear the dress and so on. How does that help? How does that help us? Do you understand the question? That's sometimes for me a little bit difficult to say in English what I want to express in German, but I think you get the point.
Yes. They're deeply connected. Yeah. And this is my mission. I've struggled my whole life with my body not being good enough. I look back at photos from 2 years ago when I was size 4, 6. And during that time, I remember feeling fat, like not good enough.
Yeah.
I felt I needed to be smaller. If I got smaller, I would make more money. I would, you know, find a partner. All of those limiting beliefs were flowing through my mind. And they're all lies. And now that I'm in my mid-40s, I've never looked better, felt better. And my job is to help women who are just like myself, because I know they're everywhere, feeling the way I felt every day in my body. And life is too short not to wear the shorts, not to show your arms, not to feel really good in your body.
Yeah.
Our job as stylists, we're here to help women feel safe and feel beautiful in their bodies, no matter their size.
Yeah.
Size doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Our clients don't know what sizes we put on them.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So that's our mission. We're here to set women free to feel the way they should feel in their bodies today.
You said one very important sentence in your reels, where you said, like, you do not have the wrong size, you just do not have the
choosing the wrong
clothes. And I think that's the absolute right sentence here. When there's one sentence, what you both would like to give the listeners to our podcast episodes regarding style, what would you like to know them?
One phrase, or one mission,
one thing that they should remember.
You know,
could you put the mic a little closer?
Yeah. Katie, you go first.
Oh, boy, okay. One phrase, let's see. I think it really is, right? Like, it's time to, like, invest in yourself. Give to yourself, right? You give and put out so much to everyone else, and going through this process, and even just any style journey really is you looking inward, right? And being like, who do I want to be? What do I want to wear? Where do I want to go? And I think this is like a tipping point to that.
That's
good. I'll piggyback that one. That the universe doesn't give you what you want. The universe gives you what you think you're worth.
Amen.
That's good.
Better than my phrase.
No, it's not.
I'll work on my phrase.
Yes. Yeah. And I think this is a great point to end the interview here. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you
so much for doing the work, also doing the style work with me today. It was an incredible experience that I had. So thank you so much. And thank you for being here.
Of course, you were a dream.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Du Liebe, das war die aktuellste Folge im Money Business and the Universe Podcast. Ich freue mich riesig, dass du hier wieder eingeschaltet hast. Freue mich auf dich nächste Woche, wenn es eine neue Episode gibt hier im Podcast. Und wenn du gerne mit mir zusammenarbeiten möchtest, dann findest du alle Links mit Kontaktdaten und wichtigen Informationen hier in den Shownotes. Mir bleibt jetzt, wie am Ende einer jeden Podcast-Folge, nur noch zu sagen, egal an welchem Projekt du gerade dran bist, bleib unbedingt dran und ich wünsche dir unendlich viel Erfolg dabei. Alles Liebe zu dir, deine Mareike.